Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. Today, we're going to continue on with these getting to know you questions. So, do you remember where we left off?
Yeah, it was somewhere just after the let me steal all of your personal information to get access to your bank account.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But right before this is getting uncomfortably intrusive. So gotcha. Somewhere between those.
Oh, two. Okay. Yeah. Good, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, at least you're keeping track.
Right, yeah. I do actually remember what the next question was because I had some questions about the question, if anything.
That's kind of confusing.
Yeah. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be?
Well, probably sleep. I'm always tired now. I think it's because I'm getting old.
You see, my first thought was, does not doing anything count as doing something for the day? So pretty much along those lines.
Right. Actually. Well, doing nothing is actually doing something.
Right.
So, yeah. Sleeping is not doing nothing because sleeping's actually doing something.
Right.
But you would just sit there and stare at the wall?
Well, if it's that, I'll do something which, assuming they meant during a wake, what you'd normally do during a waking day, not like 24 hours, because I thought, there's no way I can commit to anything for 24 hours in a row.
No, you know? We can barely commit to doing something for an hour.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think they wrote that question with us in mind. So yours is sleep and mine is pretty much the equivalent. Just basically do nothing.
Yeah, the equivalent of sleep, but not sleeping.
Right.
Because
some sleeping in there. I don't know.
Ah, but see, now that's doing something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What is your favorite game or sport to watch and play?
Oh, and play.
So
I guess none.
I think they can be mutually exclusive.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, I don't really like playing any sports. That takes too much physical exertion.
Otherwise, remember, this question would eliminate 80% of Americans if you had to watch and play it.
Well, exactly.
So,
you know, okay. I mean, there are a lot of people that play golf and watch golf, but they don't play golf very well. But I haven't played golf in a long time. I mean, I like watching football, like American football, real football. And I like watching hockey. I like watching ice hockey a lot more than I actually like watching football. But I can't play ice hockey. I don't own ice skates. So, I don't know. I guess none. I watch and play. What a crazy question that is.
Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously soccer for me because I do both.
Well, yeah. But,
yeah, just that actually. It's that simple.
You know, watching soccer, I used to play soccer years and years ago as a kid, but I've actually gotten to where, yeah, I kind of like to watch soccer, but not to the, you know, level you like to watch it. You'll watch multiple games in a day or something like that. I like to watch a game of soccer every now and then.
Right, yeah. Now, one sport which I must admit is the best background sport is probably ice hockey. Just because the scores are notoriously low.
Right.
And unless fight breaks out or something, I mean, it's like nothing really happens that much other than a few checks. I mean, it's a great sport.
But soccer is the same way.
I have it on, but my thing is I love having it on in the background.
Gotcha.
Kind of, you know, you can lift your head up when... You need to see something. But
soccer is the exact same way. I mean, they play 90 minutes and sometimes it's 0-0.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Now, the best background sport, though, is golf. It really is because I love watching the Masters whenever it's on TV because I take the best naps when the Masters is on. You know, it's always quiet. Oh, here's Phil Mickelson. He's approaching the ninth green. And, oh, what a beautiful shot. Good job, Phil. Now, over to this person. You know, and they're all whispering and they're playing like, you know, nice music in the background. There's no commercials during the Masters. And, man, I take some great, great naps during the Masters.
Did I tell you that when I was living in England, one of my mates, he said that when he was skiing in Europe, I think it was like Switzerland, that they actually had skiing on the radio and the sounds of the skiing. So not just the commentators. It's
so you can hear the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Wow. Yeah. So skiing on the radio.
Skiing on the radio. I remember my dad used to listen to baseball games on the radio. That's just such an old thing. I mean, I do, if I'm stuck in the car, you know, like going somewhere because I've got to run to the store or whatever, I'll listen to the Cowboys on the radio just to kind of keep up with the game. Because I used to pause it. You know, you pause the game, then I'd run to the store or whatever. But then inevitably somebody says something about the game, or, you know, it's on a TV or whatever place you walk into. And so you basically catch yourself up, and then you try to avoid it. But now I've just gotten to where I just don't care that much anymore.
So as you've listened to the Cowboys on the radio, right?
Right.
You can answer the question, does being a Cowboys fan suck?
Yes.
Even if you're blind?
Yes. It does. It's very hard. It's very difficult
so
to be.
So they even suck.
Yeah.
On an audio level.
Right. It's right. Very difficult to be a Cowboys fan.
Right. So this next question, they've thrown a lot of questions into one question here. Mm. I don't know why, that it's not like they've tried to take any shortcuts elsewhere. Would you rather ride a bike, ride a horse, or drive a car?
Well, okay. So now the ride a bike part, is that a bicycle or is that a motorcycle?
Let's assume a bicycle.
Oh, okay. So we can scratch that off the list because, you know, basically when you grow up and you get a driver's license, there's no reason to ride a bicycle unless you just want to impede traffic and break traffic laws. Ride a horse or... So we're scratching that. So now it's between ride a horse or drive a car. And I guess, you know, it's just saying drive a car, just basically mode of transportation, you know, not driving a specific car or anything like that. I think I would have to choose ride a horse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not something you get to do every day. I mean, I drive a car every day.
Mm.
I can probably count on one hand in a year the days that I'm not driving a car. You know, somehow I wake up in the morning and I'm at home and somehow never leave the house throughout the whole day. That's probably in this past year, maybe five times total that I haven't done that. So,
yeah.
I mean, why not do something that you don't get to do all the time versus something you do all the time? So I'm going with ride a horse.
Well, no, if that was true, then you'd be riding a bicycle because you don't do that all the time because you don't do it at all.
So. Well, yeah, but I refuse to do that on general principle.
Right.
I don't want to wear like bright yellow spandex and put on a goofy little helmet and impede traffic.
Right. But my first thought when I heard that question was, it needs to be a little bit more situation specific, doesn't it? Because you just chose you'd prefer to ride a horse, but what about if you need to get to like Miami Beach in Florida? Are you still going to take that horse, or you kind of?
Well, I guess it depends on how fast the horse is. You got to stop all the time though to feed the horse. That's kind of a pain, and then they get thirsty. So
yeah, they do get thirsty.
Yeah, it's not like a car. I mean, cars get thirsty. You got to put gas in them. But at least you don't have to feed them.
Right.
I guess you do have to change the oil. Is that kind of like feeding the car? And then putting gas in it is doing that. So then if you have a Tesla, you don't have a car that you have to, you know, feed or give water to.
You miss that bonding experience.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Kind of must be lonely then driving a Tesla because you're not really having to do anything maintenance-wise to take care of it.
Doesn't matter. You've got the internet on that big screen, mate.
Well, not only
that,
but
just let the car drive itself.
Here's the ironic part. You know, one thing, you know, our buddy Eric has a Tesla, and you name your car. Like, when you get a Tesla, they basically force you to name it. Now, of course, people name their cars all the time or whatever, but Tesla kind of forces you to name your car, but then you don't have that bonding experience, even though you gave it a name. It's kind of sad.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me what our friend had named his car.
I know he told me,
he named it Eric's car.
He probably misspelled it, too. I know he gave his car a name, but I don't remember what the name was.
The Q-Mobile?
The Q-Mobile? Probably. Probably.
What would you sing at karaoke night?
I used to do karaoke years ago. Haven't done it in a long time. But I had to pick one song now to sing at karaoke. I'd probably pick Happy Birthday, you know, because now you can actually sing Happy Birthday without having to pay whoever wrote it like 100 years ago. And then everybody would sing along with you. You know, one of the most awkward things that we still haven't figured out as a society is what you're supposed to do when everybody's singing you Happy Birthday. You realize that's like the most awkward 45 seconds of anyone's life is sitting there while everybody, and of course it's more awkward the more people that are singing you happy birthday. Maybe it's like if you only have like, you know, maybe like your wife and your kid or whatever, and maybe like not all your kids are there, and so you got like two or three people singing and nobody can sing,
right?
And so they're all off key and now they're staring at you singing happy birthday, and you're like, do I look down at the cake? Do I stare at the fire on the candle? You know, what am I supposed to do? And then you start looking around and like, I don't want to look at these people while they're singing horribly to me. And I really hate that song. So why would I want to sing happy birthday at karaoke?
I don't get why it is so awkward, because, you know, you've been in enough like Zoom meetings and real meetings and had people staring at you while something was actually expected of you.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I've, you know, been in meetings, and I've also, you know, played in front of a lot of people playing soccer. But yeah, the whole somebody singing happy birthday to you, not knowing what to do.
I don't think anybody knows what to do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you don't dance. That's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Typically, you're sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing. And a lot of times when people are singing happy birthday to you, for some reason they've sat you down in a chair because you're right by your birthday cake, right? And then everybody decides they're supposed to be standing up while they sing it. It's like the national anthem or something. I mean, are you supposed to put your hand over your heart when they're singing you happy birthday? I don't know. We need somebody to figure out exactly what needs to happen. It should be more like pin the tail on the donkey. You know, maybe blindfold people so they don't have to look at you when you sing happy birthday.
Yeah, I think on a metaphysical level, happy birthday when it's being sung to you is the longest song ever.
It's gotta be. Yeah. It does seem like it just drags on.
It lasts for at least an afternoon.
And not only that, what about the people, and this, I don't know if we even still do this as a society anymore, but way back in the day, remember at the end of happy birthday, they'd go, and many more on Channel 4 and Scooby-Doo.
I've never heard that.
Oh, really?
Ramble at the end.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, people had their own versions. It's like, we're still like trying to drag this song on even more. Like, please stop.
Oh, yeah. I specifically hate that and many more thing because I hold that with as much hatred. You know the song Jingle Bells, right?
Right.
When they do that after the laughing all the way and they do that fake that it's online with that. I hate that addition to Jingle Bells.
Well, so do you hate that as much as the extras in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
The extras?
Yeah. So you have like, you know, is it Rudolph? Pretty sure it's Rudolph. You know, so you got like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose like a light bulb.
No.
And if they ever saw it, you would even say it glows like a light bulb.
No.
You know, all of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names like Pinocchio. You know, it makes that song so freaking annoying. And on top of that, then you've got to make sure everybody's aligned with what little extras they want to throw in there. Yeah. Like the wouldn't play reindeer games or whatever, and then some people would say like Monopoly, and some other people, you know, would say different crap. It's just makes that song even worse.
Oh man, that was a...
So would you sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at karaoke?
No.
How did we get to Christmas music off of this question?
I don't know. I think I would sing Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah,
especially if you could play a violin.
I can sing that perfectly.
Yeah. Maybe the theme to Star Wars. Did you know there's words to that song?
I think I did.
Yeah. Yeah, there are words to the Star Wars theme. I don't know what they are.
Stormtroopers, you can't fire worth a crap.
Right. I think, didn't Carrie Fisher sing it on the holiday special?
I don't know.
No, I think she did. Like, and then there was that disco version. Wow. Hmm.
Wow.
Be terrible. Anyway,
right. I think this next question is a bit redundant. Well, it is for me. What two radio stations do you listen to in the car the most?
So, does XM radio count?
I suppose.
Oh, okay.
It's a radio station.
Because, I mean, other than XM radio, I usually use like Spotify, you know, or something like that, and listen to a podcast or listen to music or something like that. So, the only radio station that I listen to is Lithium on XM radio. That's it. And then if Dave Matthews Band comes on lithium, I shut the radio off.
Right.
Because there's nothing that frustrates me more than hearing Dave Matthews Band. I just cannot stand Dave Matthews Band. I hope Dave Matthews isn't a podcast listener, but if you are, your voice sucks, your music sucks. I can't stand you. Yeah, I bet he's Canadian. I bet that guy's Canadian, and maybe that's why I don't like it. But if Canada needs a new national anthem, it should be written by the Dave Matthews Band.
I like one song by Dave Matthews Band, Crash.
No. They all suck. No, they're all terrible.
I like that one song.
He wakes up in the morning. You know, he sounds like he's got some kind of mental problem. And then he makes those faces and does those stupid dances. I just, oh, I can't stand that guy.
Wow. So what's the second radio station, or was that a composite answer?
No, that's it. Yeah. I mean, if it's not on lithium, then, I mean, I'm switching over to my phone and just streaming my phone through the car stereo.
Yeah.
But it seems like now more days, if I'm not listening to something, I'm on the phone a lot in the car. Mm. Like there are certain people, like my wife, for instance. She's one of those people that once she gets in the car, that's when she wants to talk on the phone.
Right.
Like she gets, I know when she's left the house because she'll call me.
Right.
Like if I'm on her rotation between, like, you know, some of her friends and maybe her sister and everything, it's like, oh, Lisa must be driving right now because my phone's ringing. And you can always tell when the Bluetooth in the car is on versus, you know, somebody just talking to you normal on the phone or whatever. Yeah, it's always her in the car. And then it's like, okay, will you please put your seatbelt on, because I hear the seatbelt dinging through the phone, through the Bluetooth. And yeah, I know we got to talk because you're in the car and you get bored in the car. By all means, don't pay any attention to the traffic on the road or whatever. Just talk on your phone. But at least she's got the hands-free deal now.
Sound advice.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't actually listen to the radio at all, because my first choice is the collection of music on my phone, which I have illegally downloaded via BitTorrent. And so obviously I can make my own playlists.
Right.
My second choice is just a station I will have created on Spotify on the free version, which I currently use. But you actually have the premium version.
Well, so I paid for Spotify, and I have, I think it's called like Family Premium or something like that, because we just had the one for a while.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Spotify started making these bizarre recommendations to me. It's like, oh, we think you'd like to listen to The Backyardigans. I'm like, no, I don't really want to listen to The Backyardigans. And so I found out with the family one, everybody's got their own login. Right. So I switched to the family one. Now they all have their own logins and all that stuff. So now it's not recommended in The Backyardigans to me anymore.
Yeah, actually, I'd probably be all right if I did the family plan then, because, like, my girlfriend and I, we like mostly the same type of music. And, you know, if she likes something I don't like, I just tell her, don't like that anymore.
Right.
I told you.
So, yeah, no, it's always,
she stops liking it.
Yeah, it's always better to have the family plan, especially, you know, when your boy, when he decides, you know, he's going to start liking certain music or whatever,
bands. He's got his own app, completely different app with music on, because he likes some crazy stuff. I don't want that diluting my musical sound pool.
Yeah, no, that's why, you know, it's almost like Spotify is a sponsor, even though they're not.
Peppa Pig on acid or something.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, to have the individual accounts on Spotify, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I think
not only that,
I was trying to make was I was being cheap.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes. I mean, that is one thing I do spend money on. But here's the reason, though. I'm being cheap by buying that, because my wife and my daughter kept buying songs off iTunes. Like every single month, I'd see these, you know, whatever it was, like $1.20 or whatever a song.
Right.
And the problem is they don't listen to that song for very long. Like it's a popular song right now, but in 3 months nobody listens to that song anymore.
Right.
And so they were filling up their phones with these songs, like, oh, this is really popular right now, and then they would listen to it over and over again, get themselves sick of that song, and it's money gone. So I saved money by paying for Spotify to keep them from buying songs, because you can find any song on Spotify.
Yeah, and if I hadn't been, you know, illegally downloading music via BitTorrent, really, if I wanted to listen to a song again and again, I'd just go and use YouTube.
You know?
I mean,
that's true.
Surely that's easier than just opening a, you know, browser page in Safari or something and just keeping it open until you hate the song.
There you go.
You know, rather than spending money. But, you know, you're the one out there earning the money.
That is true.
And it was just like digging a knife in you each time one of those songs was purchased.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking about it right now. I can't even name one of the songs that they bought. And they probably couldn't either, to tell you the truth. But I have had Spotify now for years.
Yeah.
So
yeah, go Spotify. And if you would like to give me a premium account, Spotify, a family plan.
Yeah. Or give it to me too.
Yeah.
That way I'll stop paying for it. All you got to do is just free mine out. You know, I've already signed up.
This is the biggest free ad.
No kidding.
On a,
I mean, it's
popular podcast you've probably ever had. Spotify, step up.
Yeah.
Right. Which would you rather do? Wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house? Is this just aimed at women only?
Well, except for the mow the lawn part. Although there are a lot of women...
No, they can do it because you can buy lighter lawn mowers now. And I think that's the whole point of them getting lighter, because women, and in their strife for equality, wanted to be able to do things. And men were thinking, I'll pass off mowing the yard. But she's going to bitch that it's too heavy, push it, pull it, blah, blah, blah. So I think that's when the industry saw the eye for profit and invented lighter lawnmowers for the ladies.
So are the new lawnmowers that are electric, are those lighter than the gas-operated ones?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question.
No, I don't either. They kind of look cool. But if I had to pick between those four, it'd be mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Because at least you're outside. I mean, if you do it in the cool of the day, which basically in Texas is like when the sun comes up plus 30 minutes and then it's hot, that's not really that bad. You know, you're outside, it's nice and cool. You know, you finish up mowing the lawn and then, you know, you go sit and you crack open a beer and you look at your freshly cut lawn like a true old man does and, you know, take pride in that. I mean, washing the dishes, to me, that sucks. That's why I like paper plates, because I can just throw them away. Cleaning the bathroom, you know, honestly, if you just go to the bathroom outside, you never have to clean the bathroom. And then vacuuming the house, I hate vacuuming. I really need to get one of those little robot vacuums. I think we've talked about the robot vacuums before.
We
know we love our robots.
We do love our robots.
I really think I need to get one of those robot vacuums.
Despite our discussion, I think, in the last release we did of In Other News with that robot vacuum attacking the Korean woman by the hair. And
But I'm not going to take a nap on my living room floor.
Well, also, I want to hear the robot side also, because that seemed very kind of a one-sided
bias. That was definitely a biased news article.
Yeah.
You know, taking the side of the woman over the robot. Yeah.
For me, vacuuming, definitely not, because I find it super boring. 5 minutes of vacuuming, I could swear I'd been doing it for like 45 minutes.
The only cool thing about vacuuming is when you pick up those things that are deep in the carpet, it makes that crackly noise, you know, where you like run the vacuum over and you know you actually did something, where it goes, you know, when it picks stuff up.
I don't know if that's enough of a consolation. That's just like saying the best thing about being stabbed is the sound as the knife is pulled out of your body. I don't know if it's really, you know.
Well, and once again, though,
enthuse people to vacuum.
Sure, but that's the sad thing. Kind of like what you're saying. That's the best part of vacuuming. There's no other good part about that. You can vacuum the carpet and turn around and look and say, did I even do anything? It doesn't look any better.
Yeah.
Although my mom, I remember years ago, we had this carpet, you know, where you like, you push it one way and then you push it the other way and you can kind of like almost draw on it, you know, because it kind of shades differently or whatever. And when my mom would vacuum, she would always like vacuum these lines into the carpet, almost like baseball fields, how they mow them and you can see those lines in there.
Right.
I wonder how they do that.
Wait, who does the vacuuming at your house then?
Kids. That's why you have kids. I mean, that's the only reason to have kids is to make them wash the dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathrooms, and vacuum the house. Man, that's why I had so many kids. I wanted to make sure, you know, if you only have one kid, you know, you have one kid, right? And your kid gets older and now he's gone. Now you have to do the chores. So you got to keep having kids. So you've got a backup plan. So if I've got one kid, you know, gone to a friend's house or something like that, I still have three more remaining where I can say, hey, you go vacuum, you go do the dishes, and you go mow the lawn, and I'm going to sit here and do something like watch hockey on TV.
I don't know. Would it now be racist for you to give your kids those tasks, giving your kids a half Hispanic?
No. That's why they're so good at mowing the grass. Half the time.
Half the time.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I don't want to clean the bathroom just mm-hmm. because I use the bathroom, so I know what goes on in there.
Right.
And
not only that, but then you just realize kind of how filthy you are when you clean the bathroom.
Well, it's not just that. I look at it like, say you were telling some people to like clean a building,
okay.
but the building was actually radioactive, but the people didn't know that. I think that's how it really is if people clean the bathroom after I've used it, and they go in there innocent, thinking that, oh, because it's not visibly...
That makes a lot of sense.
Going to probably kill me or
right.
hurt my upper respiratory tract in some way.
I think, though, we kind of messed up on the kind of explanation of this because, I just glanced down and I noticed the next question. If you could hire someone to help you, would it be with cleaning, cooking, or yard work? So I already figured out you don't have to hire people if you have kids.
That is true.
Although, if the kids were smart, they would save their money and they would hire people to take care of these tasks for them. So I bet if my kids were going to hire somebody, it would be with cleaning. Now, cooking, I like to cook. We've talked about, you know, cooking before. You like to cook. I like to cook. I like to grill, all that stuff. So I wouldn't want that hired out. Yard work, though. Yard work sucks. I mean, even the mowing the grass part.
I consider that. Mowing the lawn, that's in there with yard work. I mean, I don't like doing that just because I sweat a lot.
Right. Yeah, me too. That's why I got to do it so early in the morning, you know, before it's so hot. I mean, if I wait till, I don't know, say like even like 9 or 10 o'clock, it's so hot. No. And when I'm done, I sweat all the way through all of my clothes.
We pay people to do that. Yeah. We're not doing that. But washing dishes, I actually kind of like washing dishes. It's kind of therapeutic to me.
How is that therapeutic to wash
dishes?
Because
I completely turn my brain off, which you can't really do with the other things. I mean, you can't turn your brain off while you're mowing the lawn. Otherwise, you're going to go halfway across the street.
True.
You just can't do it cleaning the bathroom, or you'll find your head in the toilet or something. And
good
can't
point.
Do it while vacuuming the house, or you might do an unfortunate one down the steps backwards. So really,
or you might accidentally, but you might accidentally also vacuum over somebody taking a nap.
That's true.
So you can't turn your brain
off.
Well,
you've got to give them the full robot experience.
True.
If they're going to take a nap in your house, to be honest.
Okay. So now hang on. Now I'm going to have to disagree with you, because if you totally turn your brain off when you're washing the dishes, you could drop the dish and break it.
Well, not totally turn it off. You know what I mean? I mean, in the terms of the dreaming type thing, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean shut off all function, because, you know, the involuntary muscles within your body would also stop working, which might lead to catastrophe and an even worse dropping of the dishes instant than the one you envisaged.
And then guess what you have to do? Now you've dropped a dish. Now you broke it. What do you have to do? Sweep, which is kind of like vacuuming. So that would really suck.
Right. You've created the most dystopian view of doing the dishes since the women's liberation.
I think so.
Movement first kicked off, I think.
Yeah. That's bad stuff.
So if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Let's expand it to dish kind of thing. So it's not just like, oh, you can eat a turnip or,
you know. So can I pick like side items too, or
just main
like
dish? Steak. No, actually no. If it's like fish and chips or spaghetti and blah blah blah, no, dish. Yeah,
okay.
Dish.
Oh well, I'd go with steak. I mean, I could eat steak breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but if I can pick the side dish along with it, it would be steak and seafood gumbo.
I think it would depend on, because I would say pizza. Because I have many times in my life eaten pizza for breakfast, lunch, dinner, supper, midnight snack.
I do like pizza.
But can I change the toppings? Because pizza is my number one answer if I can change the toppings, so I don't have to eat the same one each time.
See, no, I think you'd have to eat the same one each time. Just
all right,
like
then,
a
but
steak.
I'm going with steak then.
Well, because I could have said beef,
yeah.
right? And then now I've got hamburgers, I've got steak, I've got brisket, I've got all that. So I narrowed mine down. So
right.
yeah,
well, you mine's steak, fries, mushrooms, and onion rings. I could eat that all the time.
Yeah. Onion rings with a steak, though.
I'd be a lard ass, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I eat that, like, nothing but that. But it doesn't say, like, you've got to eat, like, 3-4 meals of that a day. I mean, if that's all you're eating, if you wanted, you could spread that out to, like, maybe one meal out throughout the entire day, because it also depends, you know, what size steak they're giving you as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. And you could even narrow the whole steak down.
And surely
you
don't have to eat the whole thing all the time as well. So it's like, if you've eaten this kind of mid-morning, just towards lunchtime, and then you eat it again later, but you're not in the mood for the onion rings, you don't have to eat the onion rings just because they're on the plate.
Oh, that's
so you're not forced
point.
To clear, because it's, again, we've taken what should have been a dream idea into a dystopian...
Yeah, but you also don't want to be wasteful of the food.
Well, who's doing this anyway? It's got to be by sponsorship or something. It's,
right.
I don't think this is a real choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like win
yeah.
one dish.
Gotcha.
For the rest of your life.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Who is your favorite author?
I don't have one. Well, I really don't. I hear that question a lot out of people, you know, and a lot of people usually have like this immediate answer. It's like, oh, Stephen King, or what's the dude that wrote the Dan Brown? You know, that's another one that people talk about. Then the women like that Twilight woman. What's her name? Stephanie Myers or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, kids like that J.K. Rowling because of all the Harry Potter books. And what's the dude that made The Lord of the Rings? It's got like 9 initials.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that. I don't have a favorite author, though. I don't like reading books. Reading books takes too much effort.
I would have had an answer for this probably up until the age of 14 or 15, because I would have said Stephen King.
Okay.
Because I went through a period of really liking horror books. And, you know, I read a lot, and he was kind of my favorite at the time. But I think as I got older, there wasn't anybody who, if they released a book, I'd be like, oh my goodness, I must get that.
Right.
But I've
right.
never been like that.
Well, that's where I consider that favorite author thing.
Yeah. I there's nobody.
Yeah.
Well, I say that.
But?
But no, I still wouldn't, because I'd get it on the internet for free anyway, so it'd be a waste of time for me to go out and buy anything.
True. That makes sense.
Yeah. But anyway, favorite author. No, I don't really have one.
Nope.
Because if it's good, then it's good. But I can guarantee you 99.99 reoccurring percent of the good stuff out there, neither of us have read anyway. So
that's true.
Who are we to judge what is good
right.
in reading?
No, I agree.
Right. Have you ever had a nickname? And if so, what is it?
No. Name's too short for a nickname. No, never had a nickname.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Never had a nickname.
Yeah. Funnily enough, my nickname is my name. So there we go.
There you go.
Solve that one.
I mean, I was in a motorcycle riding club where I had a road name.
Slow ass.
No. But they were so lazy with my road name, because my real name is Max, and then my road name was Mad Max. I'm like, wow, y'all.
That is lazy.
Yeah, that's some lazy figuring on that. But I was supposed to have a really cool road name, and then they didn't give it to me. My road name was going to be Pity.
Pity.
Pity. Yeah, P-I-T-Y, Pity.
Why is that a cool name?
I don't know. I just thought it was a cool name.
It's like one of the miserable horses of the apocalypse.
Yeah, I know. I would have embraced it, though.
I think you're better off without a nickname, really.
Exactly.
Next one, again, they've thrown in like 4 questions or so into this. Do you like or dislike surprises? You know, when people put something like that, you can just say, do you like surprises? Because when somebody gives you the binary answer of yes or no,
right.
that kind of eliminates the need to put in or dislike.
Yeah.
You know?
And then... Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Lazy writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not like surprises. I don't like surprises at all.
Is that because you've not had a good experience with surprises? Because I can guarantee if you got home tonight and there was a Xbox Series X there, and I don't know, about $1,000 worth of Xbox store points, whatever, And that was a surprise because I won a couple in a raffle and I left one for you. That would be a good surprise, wouldn't it? So you can't say you don't like surprises completely. It's just...
Okay, so I don't define that as a surprise,
Well,
though.
It would be a surprise.
No, that would be a gift.
Yeah, but it's a surprise gift.
But it's still just a gift.
Still a surprise.
I don't think I agree with you on that one. I just think that's a gift. I mean, part of getting a gift is saying, oh, you got me something. You open it up and you say, oh, hey, thanks. You know, most of the time it's, oh, this sucks, but now I got to smile and pretend like I like it. So I like to buy my own birthday presents.
Well, yeah.
So I know that I get, you know, what I want.
Right.
But yeah, no, I still consider that a gift, not a surprise.
Right.
I want to know what's coming. I mean, okay, so let's go back to your example of the Xbox sitting there, right?
Yeah.
So you leave this at my house as a surprise, right? And then I just came back from the store buying the exact same thing. And if I would have known that was sitting there, I wouldn't have bought it. So now I'm pissed.
Yeah, but knowing the odds of you being able to actually go to a store and buy an Xbox Series X, you'd actually have more chance of a rattlesnake popping out of the one I left for you outside of your front door and biting you in the jugular and killing you.
I think I would have a better chance of being able to go to the store and buying one than you leaving one at my front door.
That is also true.
So
I'd have bought it to the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the evening, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read?
All right. Well, we can scratch read off the list because that's just takes too much effort.
Yeah. Once again, why you don't like movies with subtitles.
Yeah. So here's the problem with this, though. So would you rather play a game? I'm going to lump in video games in that a game. So if I had to pick between those four, I'd rather play a video game.
Yeah.
But if you force me to say, oh, no, not a video game, you know, a board game or something like that, then I would probably go to watch a movie versus, you know, play a board game or something like that. Because, I mean, board game, you got to set everything up, get it out of the box.
Nice point.
You're always missing some piece, and you know, then you find it a year later and you're like, oh, that goes to Monopoly. And then you forget to put in the Monopoly box because you realize, you know, the kids have been in there and piled a bunch of stuff up on Monopoly. And so you just throw it in the junk drawer. And then once it's time to play Monopoly, you're like, man, where did I put the little car? I want to be the little car, and I know I saw the little car somewhere, but I don't remember where I put it.
Yeah.
And then watch a movie, too. If you think about that, it depends on the movie. You know, because there's a lot of times
I'm assuming they mean of your choice.
Okay.
You're not going to put it on and it be something with Amy Schumer in it or something. It's actually going to be
a movie
you want to watch.
Yeah, something that I get to pick or whatever. Because, I mean, I enjoy watching movies.
Just like visit a relative. I'm assuming it means the live ones and, you know, maybe ones which you prefer over the other.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, but you could spin that question into which would you rather do, play a game you hate, visit a relative you don't like, watch a movie you hate, or read? And I still wouldn't pick read.
Yeah, even though you didn't pay any exclusive.
Right.
I'd definitely go for playing a video game, to be honest. I'll tell you what, and this kind of tops your dislike of board games.
Okay.
My girlfriend has a lot of board games in the house, upstairs in the game room, which, you know, her daughters used to play. And they're on, like, bookshelves and stuff in the game room. And every now and then, Xander will wander over there curiously, you know, to look at them. And I'm always like, Xander, no, leave them alone, mate. They're nothing. Go play on your iPad.
Right.
So I'm teaching him board games are stupid.
No, just tell him board games are horrible decorations. That some people just have really bad taste.
I mean, the only board game I really like is chess. And that's easier playing on my phone or on the computer anyway, because you want to play against somebody who either sucks or can kick your butt. Whereas if you have to play it physically all the time, it's like, how many people can you invite around your house to play chess?
Right. Well, I think a lot more people used to play chess back in the day because they didn't have any other forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like in the movie Hateful Eight where they're, you know, sitting there playing chess.
Yeah, but they also had a lot of alcohol, so.
That's true.
You could have chosen the do nothing and watch and fall asleep. Would you rather vacation in Hawaii or Alaska? And why?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I've never been to either place, So, you know, you could do that whole, you know, check off somewhere you haven't been by me choosing either one of them. But I've heard some bad things about Hawaii, like that it's not as great as everybody makes it out to be. I guess one good thing is at least you're still in America, you know, so you don't have to get a passport. You don't have to change your money over, anything like that. And I don't think Alaska is really as cold as everybody says. You know, if you get in the southern part, but maybe it is, I don't know.
If anybody from Alaska is listening, perhaps you can email us at thewolfandshepherd@gmail.com and let us know if it warms up a little bit at some point during the year.
That's true. I've always heard, though, that the weather's good in Hawaii because it's, I guess it's pretty close to the equator. I think I'd have to pick Hawaii. What about you? Which one would you pick?
Well, I've never been to Alaska, and I think I'd like to see some of the wildlife parks there.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I have been to Hawaii, and it's still my favorite ever vacation. So still between Hawaii and Alaska, I'd still go to Hawaii, even though I've already been there.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather go somewhere you haven't been?
No.
See, I don't like going to the same place twice.
I haven't been to Utah, but it doesn't mean I'm not ever going to go to Galveston again.
Right. Oh, that makes sense. I like going new places. I don't like going to the same place over and over again.
All right. El Salvador is for you next vacation then. All right. Would you rather win the lottery or work at the perfect job, and why?
Lottery.
Yeah. Well, what would your perfect job be?
I don't know. But see, if I won the lottery, then I could have enough money to start my own thing, and whether or not it made any money, I wouldn't care because I won the lottery.
Yeah, exactly.
So that would be kind of the perfect job. It's like you do whatever you want to do, and if it costs you money, you got your lottery winnings to cover that. So there you go.
The only scenario there where that would fail is if your perfect job, if it's something which would not be possible under normal circumstances, even with all the money in the world. Or as opposed to, well, I don't know, say like your perfect job was like flying in the sky by flapping your arms like a bird, chasing unicorns and kissing their buttholes and pulling their tails. I mean,
okay.
All right. That might be your perfect job. And they'd be, yeah, we can grant you your perfect job, right?
I see.
As opposed to what the other way, winning the lottery, whereas you would not be able to buy that, you know, doing the old stuff with the unicorns.
So like maybe money. Like a professional golfer, right? So with all the money in the world, you could probably go, you know, get golf lessons and do all that, but you wouldn't necessarily have the natural talent to be able to get a PGA Tour card to actually go on the tour, where if somebody granted you, you're now a professional golfer.
Yeah.
I see.
So your answer was crap.
No, I'm still sticking with the lottery.
Okay. Well, I think personally the lottery for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I figure,
well, once we talked all the way through that, I mean, now you don't have to worry about money. Like, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Thankfully, my fantasy does involve
unicorns.
Unicorns, nowadays I think people can dress up donkeys quite convincingly to kind of at least fool you, especially if I take my contact lenses out. So,
yeah.
You know, some money can buy you happiness. That's the moral of the story.
That's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. Who would you want to be stranded with on a deserted island?
Selma Hayek.
I was answering for you.
Yeah. Selma Hayek.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Although her No, I'm still good.
Who? Oh, my word. I don't know. You know, the selfish part of me would say my son, because I'd like, if I had to be stranded with somebody, I'd rather, you know, be with him as he grew up and share the time together. But also, you know, if he was just stuck on a desert island with me, it wouldn't be the most interesting thing in the world. So I can't really choose him.
Exactly.
So I'm going to go
it's
the hedonistic route.
Right. But it's, but it's easy to do that because that's
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah. So it's
because she could teach me how to surf and could wrestle.
Yeah. But then if she taught you how to surf, what if y'all surf away from the island?
Well, yeah,
I'm pretty sure Salma Hayek doesn't know how to surf.
Well, also, you know, a storm could hit and kill us, so you got to live, you got to seize the day.
That's true.
Yeah. Carpe diem.
Yep.
So what was your answer then?
Salma Hayek.
Oh, yeah. Of course it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just so quick, and I answered for you that I didn't know if it counted as your answer.
We already forgot.
Yeah. I thought you stole it. Here's another one, which sounds familiar. If money was no object, what would you do all day?
Sleep.
But surely at some point you would have caught up with where you're kind of like, you can get 8 hours sleep a day and it'd be enough because you're not recovering from the lack of sleep previously.
Oh, that's true.
See, at that point you might actually want to do something.
Yeah, probably after about like 2 or 3 months of sleeping, you probably get bored with that and then like, you know, I've got all this money laying around, I ought to do something with it. Probably buy a really nice bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can sleep more.
Yeah, they improve the quality.
Exactly. One of those adjustable beds, you know, where you can like sit up in it.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't have to get out of bed.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Again, I don't want to commit to doing something all day, even if it's sleeping.
Right.
Right. So I have a little bit of trouble with this because pretty much most of what I do every day is what I think I'm happy doing anyway. So I don't know, other than a few things here and there, which certainly wouldn't take all day, that, you know, I really would want. I don't know if money would buy me something that I wanted to do all day.
Yeah. Other than sleep.
Well, that's the only thing you could really consistently do for a huge chunk every day and actually kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, and then if you had all the money in the world, you could buy a lot of sleeping pills to keep you asleep.
Yeah.
Then you'd be really well rested.
Right.
And the bed. You got to buy the bed first.
Right.
Like a really good bed.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, Sealy Posturepedic. I mean, we're talking high-end bed. I mean, we're talking at least like $600-700.
Walmart.com got some great deals.
Yeah. What's that other one that was selling the kids online?
Oh, Wayfair.
Wayfair. Yeah. I bet you can find one on there.
Yeah. Plus they come with a free servant.
Yeah. It's awful nice of them.
Yeah. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? And before you answer this, let's assume that this isn't like a Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure time visit. This is a, you go back there and that's where you have to live from ongoing.
Okay.
So you can't just hip on.
Right. So you can't just like bounce back is what you're saying. Like you got to go back in time and that's where you're going to be.
It's got to be a full out commitment.
And it's got to be backwards. Oh, gosh, what would it be? Probably like 92.
Yeah, why?
Well, it'd be nice to go back to like, well, no, maybe like 91, like 90, 91, somewhere around in there to go see all of the really good alternative rock bands live. You know, like Nirvana, can't see them anymore. I mean, I know there's still some that tour around, right? Like Smashing Pumpkins is still touring and guys like that, but you've got the death of Kurt Cobain, so you can never see Nirvana the way it was. And, you know, so many deaths in there. But to see those bands, like, in little clubs, like, go see Nirvana at a show where there's, like, 20 people. Like, to me, that would be cool.
Yeah, but...
And you still have air conditioning and decent amount of technology. You know,
in 92, decent technology. Well, you got
decent amount of technology.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Video consoles you've still got.
Haven't you? Yeah, you've got video games. You've got cell phones, the
Sega
internet.
Genesis system.
You know, you got America Online, you know, all that. So you still.
In 92?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It a bit earlier than we did.
Well, it was America Online.
Yeah. I don't know because. I don't know if there's anything which I would want to go back for just to experience then.
Oh, but think
just
about...
Just because how many...
Well, remember...
Times in live would it take before the novelty wore off?
Well, yeah, but then you have several other bands. But remember, you're going back in time from today.
Yeah.
So you're carrying that knowledge around with you too.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh...
But that's an addition. To your original answer.
But you didn't have that as a caveat that it just starts over. So you know all this stuff.
Right,
so it's like, oh, I'm going to go buy 20,000 Bitcoins for a penny a piece.
Mm. Even though you'll have to wait till 2007 to do that.
Well, yeah, but you know that's eventually coming, right? So you know all these things are coming that you can kind of hedge your bets
15
on.
15 years to save your money up.
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is just put a little bit of money aside, then you buy all that, then you know you're going to be set, and you also know all the stuff that's going on with the stock market and everything else. So it's kind of like, ironically, kind of like in Back to the Future, you know, where you get the sports almanac.
Yeah.
You know, that's what his whole idea was. So you're still, right. you're still have the technology. It's still kind of the modern world. I mean, it would be cool to go to the old yeah. West or go to colonial America or stuff like that. But I know
it would though.
Well, it'd be cool to
over-romanticize.
Right. But it'd be cool to see it, yeah. but I wouldn't want to, I'd yeah. want to be able to jump back. Yeah. See, your caveat was you can't jump back.
Yeah.
You got to stay there. Mm. That's why I didn't want to go back
yeah,
too
you can't
far.
Bill and Ted it. You
right. Know. Right.
Be stuck there. Yeah, I mean, your second answer is, I think, pretty much what most people would say, but that's really just a perk of going back in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess your real answer then, going back to 92 to see the band's life. So that's really your answer, because your second part is pretty much just a part and parcel of the
yeah.
thing anyway. I don't know if there is really an event or era which you'd want to go back too, because we're assuming you're going back, but you as old as you'd be at that time, not you taking your old ass back in time now, because a lot of your concert experiences would be ruined by a bunch of younger kids looking at you and spitting at you and telling you to get out, granddad.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So you want to go back but as old as you were in 92.
Well, no, I'd want to be older than I was in 92, but probably not much older. You know, I'd want to be at least 21. To really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But now we're kind of bastardizing the whole question. So now there's all these other, you know, check marks that we got to do. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. How would your friends describe you?
I have no idea.
Shall I just answer this one?
Yeah, go really? For it.
Yeah.
Smug, egotistical, chauvinistic, probably. That'd be where I would go.
Right, yeah. Yeah. How would your friends describe them? Yeah, probably those things. Yeah. And that's I don't know, it. Really. I don't know if I could be bothered to describe you to anybody.
Yeah.
I think I think if they asked, I'd just be like, is it all right?
Yeah.
That'd be it. Yeah. There we go. What are your hobbies?
I don't have any hobbies. Hobbies take too much time.
Well, that is true.
And they get expensive, too.
No, you could say video games. If you, because that's something
is
you...
Is that a hobby, though?
Yeah, playing video games, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, playing video games is a hobby. It's not a profession, is it? Except for a few people.
Yeah, but it can be a profession.
Well, yeah, so can pretty much anything.
Yeah, I guess fishing. Most people consider fishing a hobby, but there are professional fishermen.
Yeah.
Golf could be a hobby, and there's professional golfers.
Yeah, I think they get the idea, mate.
Yeah. So, hunting. Hunting is kind of a hobby, but you could be a professional hunter.
Yeah.
Driving.
Yeah.
You know, some people have like classic cars and, you know, kind of make a hobby out of that. But you could be a race car driver. Yeah. That's professional.
That is true.
Yeah. So I bet there's a lot of other examples. I just can't think of any right now.
Yeah. That
maybe
is
we
true.
Should do a podcast about hobbies that some can also be professional things.
Like some people, like, you know, have a pilot's license and like flying for pleasure, whereas
that's
other
true.
People are professional pilots and get paid by airlines.
Well, in cooking. You know, cooking is a hobby, but then you have like Martha Stewart and she does it as a profession.
Yeah.
So does Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
I bet it started out as a hobby and now it's a profession.
Necessity.
So does that mean if you get a hobby and you get really good at it, then it turns into a job and now you don't really like it as much as you do
when it was
a hobby?
Well, it becomes professional the moment you make money out of it.
Well, I know, but then...
Even if you cooked as a hobby, but happened to kind of sell on local Facebook marketplace or some crap, cakes, the, you know, extra cakes you make, and you make money out of it, I wouldn't say that makes you a professional chef or a professional baker.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think it has to be an income which, if that constitutes the majority of the money you earn, then that's that your profession. You're a professional whatever.
See, I think a lot of people, though, call themselves professionals at things, but don't make enough money to really support it. And that's where that whole day job comes from, right? You know, it's like, I got a day job, but I'm really a baker, you know, or something like that. It's like I go sit in an office from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but at night I bake cupcakes and sell them on Facebook.
It's like that in a other news article we did the other day about the guy who was an unemployed waiter.
There you go. Yeah.
No, mate, you're just unemployed. You're nothing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You're literally nothing.
Yeah. I want to be an unemployed pilot.
Right. Yeah, you could literally say anything. It doesn't matter that you've never had that career. So you take that knowledge back to 1992. See the damage you could do with that tip.
There you go.
Yeah. What is the best gift you have ever been given? Assuming my Xbox Series X thing from earlier was entirely fictitious.
Right. Gosh, best gift. I'd probably... So I kind of got to go back to, you know, my childhood, because it always seems like, you know, the childhood gifts kind of hit a little bit harder than the gifts, you know, when you get a little bit older. I mean, obviously the ones as I've gotten older have probably been more expensive and this, that, and the other. But I remember getting my Nintendo Entertainment System back in the 80s when I was a kid. And yeah. That was a big one. That was a Christmas present. And, you know, I got the Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt version, you know, so I've got the little laser gun with the controller and all that good stuff. That'd probably be the one that really rings true. Like, it immediately popped in my head, like, that Nintendo. I remember getting that, and that was huge. And I was like, probably one of the last of my friends that got one too. I grew up extremely poor.
I think a BBC Acorn Electron personal computer.
BBC Acorn?
Electron.
Ah, I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
They didn't have those over here.
Yeah, it was a really good personal computer compared to everything else which was available at the time, because Sinclair came out with the like ZX80, ZX81, ZX Spectrum. But if you really wanted to be a serious, you know, computer user, you'd have a BBC. And there was like a BBC Master, which was quite an expensive system.
Mm.
And then there was the cheaper version of it called the Acorn Electron.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, I absolutely loved it, because, I mean, not only could you play really good games on it, you know, you could also
which
do
is
some
pretty
serious.
Yeah, but pretty much the computer, the only thing a computer is good for is playing games and downloading content off of pirate sites.
Well, obviously, this was a long time ago before the internet. So this is when you had to back it up to cassette tape.
Right.
And stuff.
Yeah, that sucked.
All right. Yeah. What is the worst gift you have received?
I don't know. I mean, I've gotten a lot of crap over the years. I guess the worst gift I ever received was at Christmas. This was probably about 17 years ago or so, back when I was a farmer's insurance agent. I got a broken clock. I'm not kidding you. My present was a broken clock.
Was it deliberately broken?
I don't
know.
Was
it supposed to be kind of representing something?
No. I think it was a clock that was supposed to work, and then it didn't work.
Well, didn't you send it back to get another one?
Well,
I know that's inconvenient, but if it had worked, would it still be the worst gift you've ever received? Or was it just the fact it was broken?
I think even if it would have worked, it would have still been the worst gift I've ever received.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dislike clocks.
So basically you're looking at worst gift ever, and on top of that, didn't work.
Right.
Yeah, it sucked.
Mm.
I had that clock for exactly 30 minutes, maybe. I mean, I remember walking out of the place, realizing it was broken, and just leaving it in the parking lot.
See, I don't really have an answer, because I don't think... I mean, I guess I could answer lamest, because, you know, we've all had those gifts of like, oh, it's a pair of socks or some underwear.
Yeah,
or
an ugly tie or something like that.
Yeah, so, but in terms of worst and what that's supposed to constitute, I haven't really had any bad gifts. Now, I do remember, I think it's on a Ricky Gervais podcast, he was reading out a list of worst gifts people have ever received, or, you know, gifts that didn't make sense. And one guy wrote in and said he received from his parents on his birthday a book about crude oil. He said, and this is despite the fact that I have never expressed an interest in oil of any type, specifically crude oil.
Well, not only that, but thankfully no one that I remember has ever given me a book as a gift, because they know I won't read it. But that, I'm glad I haven't received a book as a gift. Well, no, I take that back, because I did get a cookbook one time as a gift. And actually, I think I used it one time. So I looked up something in the book. But yeah, a book would be a terrible gift to give me.
You see, I wouldn't mind a cookbook.
Unless it's got lots of pictures.
Because I'd re-gift it and give it to my girlfriend because she likes reading out of cookbooks to for recipes.
I re-gift.
It's like the internet's not invented or something.
Look, let's talk about that for a second. What is so bad about re-gifting things?
Nothing.
Why is there such a negative connotation on re-gifting things?
I think, well, you ask that question, but I think it's within limits, because I think people assume that, oh, if it's not good enough for them, then, you know, but they think it's good enough for me, or that, I think, a little bit of pride thing. But I would assume that would immediately go out of the window, regardless of the reason it is regifted, if somebody like regifted you a yacht.
Well, exactly.
And they could say the lamest reason, and it might be that, like, I'm giving you this yacht because I hope you get so happy you fall over their side and drown. You'd still be like, thank you very much.
Right. Okay. So let's go back to your Xbox Series X thing, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you give me this Xbox Series X, right? And I just went and bought one.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking, well, Eric doesn't have one. And now I have two. What am I going to do with two? Of course,
I have one upstairs and one downstairs.
Exactly. Yeah. But I could re-gift that to Eric, and it would make him happy, and I don't think he would really care where it came from,
why.
And to be quite honest with you, if you gave me an Xbox, and now I've got two, and I gave it to Eric, I would probably even say, hey, Tristan gave me this, I'm gonna give it to you, and now you even look good in this, right?
Yeah.
Other than the fact he might call you up and say, well, why'd you give it to Max and not to me? He already had one.
Right.
And then you'd say, well, I didn't know he had one.
Yeah.
But of course, in this fictional example, we're never going to give each other Xboxes. So
even we don't have one.
Right.
Which, you know, the wait continues.
It does.
When was it released?
Last Christmas.
It was last year. Was it before Christmas? Yeah. I thought it was like
in the fall. Yeah, it was before Christmas because it was supposed to be, you know, the hot Christmas gift, that and the PlayStation 5, right? But yeah, you still can't get one at the store.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Or online, unless you're really astute.
Well, no, because all the bots are buying them online.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, even though those little articles come out, right? And it's like, oh, you know, Best Buy is supposed to get a shipment of Xbox Series X's today.
Yeah.
And then you go, by the time you've read the article, and they're like, oh, well, let me check the Best Buy website. Well, they're all gone.
And all that happens at stores like GameStop is like the people who work there, when they know shipments are coming in, they let their friends know. Their friends buy them. And then they sell them online for like twice as much and then give the person who told them, you know, a kickback. So
exactly.
It's almost
I remember when
impossible
that, when that Series X came out. What's the one that doesn't have the disk drive?
The Series S.
Yeah. So it's basically it's not as good as the X. But
well, the specs are lower as well.
Yeah,
it's
the specs are
it's not
right.
just the fact it's digital only.
Yeah, and I started to get one because I was on, you know, the website. I don't remember which store it was, and they actually had one. Like, you know, it was like a pick it up today type thing. I think it was Walmart or something like that. I actually called the old lady, and I'm like, look, I literally can buy this Xbox right now, but it's not the one that I want. Should I buy it and then resell it like everybody else is doing? Mm-hmm. And she said, you realize the amount of work that's going to take for you to do? And I said, oh, that's true. And I just canceled it.
Yeah. I mean, the S is, I don't think there's any way. If you go online, you'll find those somewhere. I don't think they've been, prices have been hiked up too much. But,
you know, I think the good news is by the time we put this podcast out, even if we waited a year, it would probably hold up because maybe even in a year, you still can't get an Xbox.
Right. The worst thing about receiving a gift, I just remember this, right?
Okay.
Is when a group of people around you are watching you unwrap it and you have to feign being really ecstatic about it. And it might not be that you dislike the gift, you might even like the gift, but not be able to exude enough excitement to satisfy the viewership, who then you start becoming paranoid that they're walking away thinking that ungrateful little piece of crap.
Right. No, I see your point there. Because, like, you know, it's kind of different, you know, like you have those kids' reactions, right? You know, when they open the gifts on Christmas morning or whatever, and they're all excited that they got this, that, or the other. I mean, I open up gifts and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I don't jump up and down for joy whenever I, you know, open something up. I mean, even if it's something like I got to be honest with you. If you gave me an Xbox Series X, I'd be grateful. I'd be appreciative, but I'm not going to put a show on for you. You know, and that is it. My wife is really good at putting on that show.
I think you would give me a bit of a hug because you'd be that grateful.
Maybe a fist bump.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, women are great at doing that whole fake.
Yeah, they
anything.
Are.
Anything.
Yep.
Which is worrying, which is, you know, really kind of explains why the serpent went for the woman and not the man, to be honest.
Well, sure. First. Absolutely. Because, you know, the serpent knew she'd be all excited about the gift,
no,
right?
He knew that she could fake it well enough to Adam to sell it.
That's true.
You know?
But see, you know, think about that. That's like the first gift ever given was that apple, right? So not only was it...
We don't know it was an apple.
Well, the fruit of the tree, but let's call it an apple. Makes it easier. You know, Adam had to be saying, well, you know, see what I get for taking a gift from you? I mean, now we just ruined everybody's life for eternity,
right?
You know, until the end of time, so to speak. If she would have just not given him that apple, imagine where we'd be.
So what was my point before that?
Don't take apples from women.
Oh, no, women being able to fake things. Yeah, I mean, it's that... And we've discussed this before, and even on the podcast, probably more than once, actually, that women always put on this thing of, like, especially when it comes to their friends, that they champion everything that their friends do. So if they see a post on Facebook and their friend is, you know, their female friend weighs 316 pounds and, you know, somehow she overslept for half a day and lost 4 pounds and then posts a picture of herself still weighing over 300 pounds on Facebook and says, oh, I lost weight today. You know, all her girlfriends on there are going to be, girl, you look so fabulous.
That's
true. My goodness, you look like a model. Oh, you're owning it. Hashtag blessed. You know, all this stuff. I mean, blatantly, if this wasn't your friend, ironically, another woman would read it and be like, what a bunch of crap. She's still fat.
Yeah, but here's the other problem. So they're doing that, right? They're saying, hashtag blessed. Oh, you're fabulous. And they're gritting their teeth as they type that in there, too, because they're like, oh, I don't like you. It's, what was that old saying? You know, men don't understand women, but women understand women and hate each other. You know, it's basically the same thing.
Well, one thing I can't understand is that whenever a woman tells you, like, during those times... Well, I mean, I don't know about you because you were dating your girlfriend from like kindergarten.
Right.
Your wife is when women always, when they try and set up, you know, a male friend with one of their female friends, that you cannot with any degree of accuracy take their word when they say, oh, she's really pretty. She's really gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, the number of, well, I mean, even friends, female friends who have shown me pictures of their friends and goes, oh, she's really pretty. Look at the photo. Like, no, switch to the photo of the pretty one, not this one.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Yeah.
No, this is still the same.
Right. Are you testing me here?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa has two friends that I would consider pretty, but the rest of them, man, they are ugly. And I'm convinced they're friends with Lisa because of that, what they call the cheerleader effect.
Right.
So when they get in a picture with Lisa, they look better.
Yeah.
You know, have you heard of this cheerleader effect?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. that the prettiest girl in the picture will make the uglier ones look better, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that's why Lisa has so many friends, is they just want her for the pictures. Because I look at some of the pictures and it's like, oh, girls' night. I'm like, ooh, damn, it looks like cow's night. I mean, that is not a fun picture to look at.
Yeah.
And that waiter must have been like, man, where some of these women come from.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for their husbands too.
But
their husbands made that choice.
That is true.
So it's kind of on them.
And
so
also,
now I don't feel sorry for them
anymore.
Just
to prove that we're not being sizist, when you call women cows, you mean having the facial features of a cow.
Yeah, not the weight.
Not the weight.
They can do something about the weight, but they can't do anything about the face. But, that's why they use so much makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been getting more and more intense recently. I've seen
a few... not only the makeup, but all those filters and everything else they put on themselves.
No, I mean in real life as well. Like, I've noticed they've been slapping it on even more.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of those like Kardashian type people that, you know, that have all these makeup lines and they do these videos of how to do, what is it called, contouring or something like that, where I guess it literally changes the shape of your face. I don't know how any of that works.
Kind of let off the eyebrows a little bit, because there was a period when that whole slug eyebrow thing was really, really popular.
Slug eyebrow.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, I mean, really, really thick. Like,
oh,
you know, Russian.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Old men type eyebrows.
Yeah.
That did just kind of go away, didn't it? Yeah, and you know, colored black.
Right.
You know, for maximum effect. But yeah, that looked ridiculous. I mean, there's still a few thinner versions of that out there which look a bit stupid. But then remember the whole eyelashes thing suddenly jumped in overnight,
right,
along with the murder hornets. And,
well, yeah, there's always going to be some beauty trend, you know, and I think that's where they get the influencers out there to throw it on, and then somebody's like, oh, I want to be just like that person, so then they start buying all that stuff.
I don't really understand the whole eyebrow thing or the eyelash thing. Now, the eyelash thing in terms of thickening it, I mean, there's always been eyelash, you know, stuff which thickens it up for women with either pale eyelashes or they don't have many hairs in their eyelashes. But this fake eyelashes, it's in terms of sticking this realm of...
I don't get that either.
I don't get that. Because you know what animal does have big luscious eyelashes? A cow.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and they get flies landing on them all the time. I feel sorry for the cows when the flies land on their eyelashes. Because a cow can't help it. It's like, dude, I'm just out here trying to be a cow.
Yeah. And plus, I've got a big stinky butt behind me there. What? Leave the eyes alone, Go for the butt. That's where the poo comes out.
Well, I think they stay away from there, though, because they swing their tails around all the time.
Yeah, have you seen them? It's not the fastest thing in the world.
Well, no, I mean... They're not dogs. I mean, dogs are happy. That's why they wag their tail so much. Cows are upset because they're a cow.
A bit and it kind of, the weight, the gravity takes over, and then there's just a little bit of a flap.
But, right.
You know, nothing intimidating, but then flies are basically chemotropic and unable to form a better line of attack. So I don't really...
That's true.
About that. So aside from necessities, what one thing could you not go a day without?
Aside from necessities.
Yeah.
Well,
bare necessities.
Yeah, but of life. If there's one thing you can't go without, doesn't that immediately now become a necessity?
No. I think it means necessities as in, like, let's say there's a difference between needs and wants, as in, like, this is a want you're going to throw in with the needs.
Well, if I can't do without it, though, it's a necessity.
Well... Yeah, but you can do without it. But this is just, if you had to choose, because like, let's divide everything up in needs and wants, right?
All right.
Now, there's a lot of things in the wants which you really like, but you don't have to have. It's not a necessity.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
All right. Playing basketball, right? Say you loved playing basketball.
Give me an example of something that is my need.
But you could go through your day not playing basketball, you wouldn't care.
But I don't want to play basketball.
What if that was your favorite thing out of everything you did, and so somebody said, hey, we can throw basketball in with the needs thing, so now you can get to choose this as one of your priorities?
But I think if you have to play basketball, you have a mental issue.
Well, yeah, all right, it's an example.
I need a good example.
Dwarf tossing.
Ooh, that's a necessity. That's not a want.
And you haven't
even
done that. So that's something which is, mind you, that is a want and a need.
Yeah, but see, there are people that have needs that those needs aren't fulfilled. Right. I need to go dwarf tossing.
Yeah.
And that need has not been fulfilled yet.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's just a crap question.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I don't... Yeah. What could I not go down? Yeah.
That's a crap question.
It is...
I mean, my needs are my needs. I've got to fill my needs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. List two pet peeves.
Answering a bunch of questions. That's got to be one of my pet peeves.
That, especially like ones where you have to give multiple answers.
Yeah. And Canadians.
Yeah. Canadian cats.
Canadian cats.
Canadian mean cats.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah. Two pet peeves. All right. People who don't signal. I know that's pretty a basic one, but that annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got actually at a stop sign the other day, somebody actually gave me the finger because they wanted to turn but didn't signal. And you know what normally happens if you and somebody else get there at the same time, but like, you know, you either both go in this, you know, straight on, or one of you is turning off, you don't wait for that person to signal all the time. So anyway, so I started going straight across because he wasn't signaling, so it looks like he was going across, going straight. But instead he was going to turn across me, and he put his window down and stuck his finger up at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he probably realized, oh, I didn't have my turn signal. I was actually the moron here.
But, you know, I mean, he couldn't have been from Texas. You don't do that, Texas. Because if I had been less of a nicer wolf, I would have just reached behind the seat
and shot him.
Shot him in the face.
Yes.
You know, so that's a silly thing to do.
I guarantee you that guy was probably from California.
No way.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you ask, I don't know, kindergartners or maybe first graders if that's a good idea to do that to somebody while they're driving, they'd be like,
no, not in Texas.
No.
You know, I mean, the least thing that would happen is you'd throw your beer at them.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and then if you really were mad, you'd throw your beer at them and then shoot them. I mean, that happens on a daily basis in Texas.
Yeah. One of my friends actually posted a meme a few months ago which said, if you're driving and don't have time to fight, then don't honk at me. Something similar. That's quite funny.
Right.
Right, anyway, second pet peeve. Not using your turn signals is one other pet peeve.
You know what's actually worse than not using your turn signal, though, in driving?
That?
Is having your turn signal on and not turning. So that happened to me last week. I had Connor with me in the car.
All right, then I'll stick it under incorrect usage non-usage.
Yeah, let's
turn
do
signals.
An incorrect usage of signal.
Because
I was at a stop sign. Dude's coming up on the road, and he's got his right turn signal on, and I started to pull out.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't turn. I mean, he would have broadsided me. He would have T-boned me. And I told Connor, I was like, you know, I think that might be worse than not using a turn signal is having the turn signal on and then not turning.
Right.
So let's file the pet peeve as improper use of turn signals.
Oh my goodness. I can give you an example of that. On the way to see you today.
Okay.
I was obviously coming from the gas station.
Yeah.
And I was going to turn, and this car looked like it was going straight on. So I timed it, but instead he turned.
Right.
Just pretty much almost stopped and turned, but then obviously slowed his speed. So I'd already committed to going across the road. And then there was this other car coming behind him super fast, which ended up honking me. And I was like, and this is, because somebody turned without using their signal. So.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to, all right then, I'm going to use turn signals for both of mine then.
There you go.
Splice it up. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Now, I don't know if this is supposed to be realistic or fantasy.
This is one of those like horrible interview questions.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah.
Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. 5 years older, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe it means like career-wise, do you see yourself as head of your company? See yourself divorced and married to Salma Hayek? So, like I said, I don't know whether it means fantasy answers as in really what you'd like to be doing in 5 years or what realistically will happen in 5 years.
I have no idea. I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep though.
Tomorrow?
Well,
why tomorrow?
And tonight. Well, because I sleep every day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Commit to that.
Yeah.
5 years time, probably doing what I'm doing now. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
I'll be
yeah,
doing
me too.
Different.
Like I said, I think I'm gonna be doing the same thing. Just I'll be 5 years older.
Yeah.
Probably a few more gray hairs.
Yeah.
A few more pounds.
Yeah.
Still miserable. Still hating Canadians and Dave Matthews Band.
Right.
I guarantee. You know, after we're done with this, I'm gonna look it up. I'm almost certain Dave Matthews has got to be Canadian.
You think so?
I don't know why I'm so angry at him right now, but just thinking about Dave Matthews Band makes me extremely angry
on a Canadian level.
On a very Canadian level.
Yeah.
Like I haven't read ahead into any of these questions. But if one of the questions were, what is the worst possible thing that you would ever have to do? It would be going to a Dave Matthews Band concert in Canada surrounded by cats.
Right.
That's what hell. Like, if everybody has their own personal hell, mine is going to a Dave Matthews Band concert that never ends in Canada surrounded by cats.
I thought your disdain for cats was a not total, because obviously we do have
there are good cats
exceptions, but also limited to numbers of cats involved. Like, it's easy to kind of you know, gain some dislike or distrust even of one or two cats, or even, you know, a handful of cats. But surely if you're at a Dave Matthews Band concert, right, and you were surrounded by like thousands of cats, surely the humor of those cats and what they would be doing and everything you could temporarily put up with, if for no other reason than just to be able to tell the story as a true one, that you wouldn't actually hate that experience.
But we all know cats are actually a little bit smart, right?
Yeah.
So here's the problem with my scenario.
Right.
The cats also hate Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, so they're kind of cat-a-wailing and doing that kind of murderous sound.
Right. They're as miserable as I am being there.
Right.
I mean, so you got me and then every cat in the world that hates Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Seeing Dave Matthews Band and hearing him, you know, happy in the morning and all that crap. I'm literally getting angry right now
That's the second
Band.
Time you've done that noise today, right? To represent the sound of Dave Matthews Band. Whereas
if
I had to stereotype Dave Matthews Band, I'd be because that's how he sings, that and that kind of low.
No, he doesn't. It's he ranked up in my name. It sounds just like that. Like, I could do that right now at karaoke. People would have their eyes closed and be like, "Oh, Dave Matthews is
here,"
but
in a different language.
Yeah, but no, that's exactly how it sounds. Like, if we didn't have these ridiculous regulations about what we could put out, you know, on a podcast or whatever,
there aren't any.
Oh, that's true. Well, no, Apple gets a little upset if you put copyrighted material on
there.
That's
true.
So what I would literally...
And you too. And
as much as this hurts for me to say, I would literally just play that 3 seconds of that Dave Matthews Band song, and you would say, yes, you do sound just like Dave Matthews. He wakes up in the morning. That is a dead ringer for it. That is exactly how that stupid song sounds. Wow. God, I hate that song.
Yeah.
I hate Dave Matthews and I hate that song. I'm so mad. Mad right now.
Wow.
Like, thinking about Dave Matthews. Like, how in the hell did he get a record contract? Like, what producer was sitting there saying, hey, this guy's a great singer. Let's get his goofy ass up there to do that stupid dance and make those faces and make that horrible, horrible music. And then there's these morons that pay money to see it.
Yeah.
Does not make any sense. God, I hate Dave Matthews.
But on that note, we do not currently yet have a band as a sponsor of the show.
If Dave Matthews Band or one of your representatives are listening. Stop right there. If Dave Matthews Band sponsors this podcast, I quit. It's one of those deals where we've always joked about, you know, hey, we have Alien Ale as our sponsor, but you know what? If Miller Lite comes along and offers us $1 billion, then, you know, we'll take that. I don't care if Dave Matthews Band offered us the world.
Yeah.
I would still quit.
No.
I couldn't do it.
I have a few guests as well, which I couldn't. It wouldn't matter how much money I was paid. I could not have them on the show.
If whatever record company came to us and said, we will pay you guys $11 billion to have Dave Matthews on as a guest, I would do it. And here's why. Because I'd kill Dave Matthews.
And you'd get away with it with all that money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I could get... Johnny Cochran's dead, though.
Well, no, listen. All you have to do is pay for yourself to be doing something so you have a great alibi with, like, lots and lots of witnesses.
Yeah, but who's the new Johnny Cochran? Like, he was the best lawyer ever.
I don't know.
There's no best lawyer ever.
Texas Hammer? The one who's on those late night
commercials? Jim Adler?
Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer? Yeah. He will hammer out a deal for you?
Yeah, but we need a new Johnny Cochran. Like, there is
Judge Judy?
Well, she's a judge, though. I guess, I mean, technically she's a lawyer if she's a judge, but we got to find out who the new Johnny Cochran is. You just really haven't had, like, a high-profile case that somebody gets off.
I've never heard of the old Johnny Cochran.
You don't know who Johnny Cochran is?
No.
It was OJ's lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
If it does not fit, you must acquit.
Right. Yeah.
That's the Johnny Cochran. Oh, I mean, okay. that guy's the greatest lawyer in the world.
Yeah.
How was there, other than the OJ movie, right? You know, that you had the series and you had the movies. How's there not been a movie about Johnny Cochran?
Mm.
That's got to be kind of an interesting story.
Yeah. We could at least make one out of it. This is based on true events.
Right.
They both brushed their teeth.
I would have been mad, though, if Dave Matthews was going to go to prison and somehow was able to hire Johnny Cochran and Johnny Cochran got him off. Then I would hate Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way that Dave Matthews could go to prison.
Well, the thing is, like nowadays, it'd still be like be able to record and it'd be like prison, the prison tapes, you know. It's
well, like Johnny Cash did.
Right. Yeah.
Hang on. I think I'm onto something. We need to reform. Wait, we can agree that we probably need to reform the prison system, right?
Yes.
You know, there's issues with it and everything. But punishments could, and this might fall under the cruel and unusual punishment, but I think every prison should have Dave Matthews Band music just piped into every cell. And they just have to listen to that all day.
There's a lot of people who like it.
I can pretty much think that everybody in prison doesn't like Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe they do, and they made bad choices, like right. liking Dave like, Matthews. Yeah, and now it's something that they actually like. Yeah. I guess that's why we're not in charge of prisons.
Right. Oh,
I would like to see Dave Matthews go to prison.
Look, we have to move on from Dave Matthews because people aren't going to rest easily in their beds until they hear the answer to this one.
Gotcha.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
I think like 5. Do flip-flops count as shoes?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
6.
Yeah, about the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Sounds cool. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have? So it's powers, so you can have more than one.
Okay.
So all of them. So,
yeah, I mean, basically, yeah, all of them. Yeah. I mean, like fly like Superman, strong like Superman, fast like the Flash.
I'll tell you what, no. There are some superpowers which are actually a little bit detrimental.
For example?
Well, I can't. I'm just assuming that among all the superheroes out there in the Marvel, DC, and independent comic universe, there's got to be some superpowers which are a curse to the actual superhero, but a blessing to the people that are endowed by his gift or her gift of that superpower.
I don't know what any of those would be, though.
I don't know, but let's just assume there was one or two, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there probably is, and it's not like we're up on comic books or anything like that.
Well, it's not, but listen, I've got the perfect thing even for that.
Okay.
Because when you say that, like, oh, yeah, I'll have all of them.
Right.
Well, we could exercise one of them as being something which was going to get us a lot of money, and then we could just pay to get some smart people to sit down and say, look, go through the list of all these superhero powers, and any which would possibly be a detriment, cross those ones off, and I won't have those ones. But this would save us going through all the
That's true.
Things.
Yeah.
Even though there's probably only a list of like about 40 superpowers, really.
Yeah.
Because some of them would just be stupid. Oh, you know, like there's superpower to turn wood into
cereal,
you know, just something stupid. Now, yes, you can make up a scenario whereas, you know, you were locked in IKEA, you know, for like weeks and you had nothing to eat and you could turn wood into cereal, then yeah, you'd be onto a winner for a little bit there. But
no, but IKEA though has the little snack bar,
right?
So you wouldn't be hungry there.
Yeah. Well, just assume the example was a good one. Locked in a lumber warehouse or something. Anyway, point being, what was my point?
Some superpowers are bad.
Some superpowers can be bad, yes.
But we just don't know any of those bad superpowers.
Also, I was trying to get rid of the stupid superpowers like turning wood into cereal, right?
Right.
So just the normal ones, you know, invisibility, you know.
But if you're that superhero,
flight.
Remember, we can have all these, but most superheroes only have like one. So are you also saying to the superhero that can turn wood into cereal that now he's not a superhero anymore because you don't want his superpower? Because you're kind of making yourself the penultimate superhero of all superheroes, and then you turn around and wood cereal guy now it's like, well, what, I'm not good enough for you?
I'd say no, you're not good enough for me.
But then I kind of feel sorry for him. It's like, okay,
all right.
I'll go ahead and keep turning wood into cereal just so we don't hurt.
Look, if there's
wood
a place for him for. And he's actually serving a purpose, because otherwise, with some sort of like introspection, he must be able to work out, you know, there's not a lot of call for me out there in the world. Maybe this guy's just done me a favor telling me I'm not a superhero and maybe I should just go and get a job at IKEA. I don't know.
That's true.
So, because if he can't prove that his superpower is in any way beneficial or functional to society, he's wasting time anyway. Didn't need me to tell him he's useless.
So he's a politician.
He can just piss off.
Oh, there yeah. you go. All
right. So, but no, specifically what superpowers?
All of them.
No, no.
I mean,
no,
I want
to... too generic. No, all right, name a few and why.
Oh.
Other than the obvious invisibility. Well,
yeah, but now I kind of want to turn wood into cereal.
But you could get enough money with your other superpowers to be able to buy both wood and cereal how do you... and just get a good magician in front of you.
Yeah, but how do you know that your superpowers are going to get you money?
Of course it would. I mean, invisibility. I mean, you could literally steal money and stuff all the time, couldn't you?
Yes, invisibility, sure. But, okay, being able to fly like Superman.
Yeah.
So how's that going to get you money?
Really? Because, again, you could go as long as you have a good disguise.
But remember, all you can do is fly.
All right, okay.
Okay, so how's that going to get you money?
All right, well, all right. This one goes against not as much a superhero, but a little bit along the supervillain side of it, but maybe not, actually. You dress yourself in a really good disguise,
okay?
And so you're flying around, and whenever you see kind of like any criminals on the street, you dive down, beat them up. Oh, no, because that's the only superpower, right?
Right. You all can right, only fly.
What were you surprised then? You land them, you hit them with your terminal velocity or close to or whatever it takes to knock them out or scare them a little bit.
But that could
hurt
you.
Steal all their money. Steal all their money.
That could hurt you, though. Remember, you can only fly.
Right, okay. Well, I'm assuming you have the gift of landing as well.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you can't crash a plane into the ground. You got to land a plane properly, so you've got to land properly, too.
Right. Okay, then I'm pretty sure I could set up on the internet, come and see a man fly, entrance tickets, $1,000, and I'd get sponsored. Oh, my goodness, think of the sponsorship. You don't think I could get money? American Airlines, once the government bails them out again, probably.
Right, but somebody is going to film you flying and put it up on YouTube.
Right.
So then nobody's going to want to buy tickets to see you fly anymore.
Doesn't matter, but the sponsorship. I bet, forget the people buying the tickets, stuff them, they can watch on YouTube.
Yeah, but so...
I'm thinking the sponsorship.
So you want American Airlines, an airplane company, to sponsor you as the flying man.
Yeah.
But they don't have any money.
Well... Or an airline which does have some money. Get one of the Saudi Arabian ones. Emirates.
Yeah. That looks like a nice airplane.
Yeah, they got better looking stewardesses.
All right, so you solve that problem.
Yeah.
But that's going to take you an awful lot of time to make that money.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
Because here is why, right? You go to any, I don't know, let's go to our local Fox 4 station, right?
Okay.
During the day... fly around a little bit outside the building, see how long it takes you to get on the news.
Okay.
Once you're on that news, see how long it takes before some sponsors and agents get in touch with you, being like, oh my goodness, we can fly. It'd be a rat race. You'd have a sponsorship and be like, all right, okay, but I commit to you, but I want, you know, 50,000 or 50 million, whatever, you know, on a pallet in my backyard, you know, before the end of the day, whatever. So yeah, you could get money quickly.
No.
You just got to be forward thinking. Think.
Right. I think you can make a lot more money, though, converting wood into cereal.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of things which, like invisibility and flight and stuff, could get you, which the gift of turning wood into cereal could not get you. You know?
Well, invisibility and flying isn't going to get you any cereal.
No. Well, it could, again. Why
would think
it
about not? Think about
invisibility? Yeah, of course you would. You'd just walk in this grocery store and just eat it off the shelf, wouldn't you? Nobody would see you.
Yeah, but now you got to go into the grocery store. I mean, there's wood everywhere. It's like, oh, there's a tree.
All right, in your living room, what are you going to do? Rip up floorboards just so you can have some frosted flakes?
Why not?
Costs a lot of money to get the floor replaced. Better off just
buying
some frosted flakes. Or even just going just go online, get it delivered. Get like 12 boxes delivered. Get a nice discount.
Yeah, but then I got to wait for it to get delivered. If I can convert wood... Well, yeah, it's like 2 hours now with that what is it, the Prime Fresh Delivery or whatever. Yeah. Well, with all that said, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd, and we will catch you on the next one.
For listening to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.